أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the next trait of the عباد الرحمن. The first trait, two characteristics. One was humility, the other was tolerance. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ibadur rahman, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those persons who spend their night for their Rabb, for their Lord, their sustainer, sujjadan wa qiyama, making sajda and making qiyam, that is standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference that they spend their night in tahajjud salat, performing the salat for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when we look at the relationship between the two verses, one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about huququl ibad, the rights of slaves, the rights of the servants of Allah ta'ala, the rights of fellow human beings. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. It doesn't mean that a person engages in tahajjud and that person has not fulfilled the fara'is, the farz of the day. But what it means here is that together with the five farz, the witr, the sunnah mu'akkada, also together with that, a person then, over and above all of that, voluntarily for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person spends the night or a portion of the night in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You spend the day in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, not hurting and harming anyone. You control your tongue during the day in not being obscene, not being violent, not being arrogant. Now at night, use that tongue for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You save the rest of your body from harming the fellow beings, from harming the creation of Allah ta'ala. Now use that body to go down into sajda and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that stand in obedience in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see meritorious a person making the nawafil salat during the day. That is also meritorious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, for example, at the time of salatul duha, what we will call the chast salat, the mid-morning salat, he used to offer 100 rakats. And in that, he would stand for periods of time that were lengthy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only appreciates the night salat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not appreciate the salat during the day. That is also appreciated. But more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the night salat because when a person stands at night, his ikhlas, his sincerity, his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater, because that is a deed between him and Allah Rabbul Izzat, not to be known by any other individual. Secondly, standing at night is a secret between the abd and the rabb. لِرَبِّهِمْ, Allah ta'ala used the word لِرَبِّهِمْ. You want to become the abd of the rabb, then this is the time that you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secretly, unbeknown to anyone, and then you will render your ibadat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas. Sayyiduna Ata rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he went to the slave market, and a woman was, it was said about her that she was insane, she was not all there. So he bought her for a very meager price and he brought her home. And then he says that she got up that night and she began to make the ibadat of Allah. She stood in qiyam, she made her sujood, and then she began to petition Allah Ta'ala. She began to make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, And all the while he said, I am listening, I am observing all of this, that she made a statement, O Allah, for the love that you have for me. I take qasam of the love that you have for me. And now she started making dua to Allah Ta'ala. So Sayyidina Atta Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a great jurist, a great alim. He corrected her and he said, don't say, O Allah, for the love that you have for me. Say, O Allah, for the love that I have for you. Now this woman then became very agitated and she responded to him that if it was not the love that Allah Ta'ala had for me, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would have not given me the tawfiq and the guidance to have stood up at this time of the night when others are fast asleep. It is Allah's love that Allah Ta'ala has for me. And then Sayyidina Atta says that this woman went into a rage and then she again supplicated to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, O Allah, that this has been a secret between you and I. For all the years that I have been making and engaging in your ibadat, this has been a secret between you and I. Now a third person has come to know, O Allah, take me away. And in that way, this woman gives her life, maut comes and she leaves this world. So it is that time when we can now secretly petition Allah Ta'ala without anybody knowing whatsoever, and this remains a secret between us and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But one word of caution, sometimes shaitan comes between us and our ibadat, then we say to people, you know, I made a lot of dua for you, and especially at tahajjud time, we don't need to make that especially announcement. That is especially and specially for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is for no one else but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then in the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives another reason why the night ibadat is one that will gain a person great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nashi'at al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. That undoubtedly waking up at night is more suppressive. Wata'a in Arabic means to trample. And it is more trampling upon a person's nafs, a person's desires. Because at that time to leave sleep, to get up, to stand in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes a lot of courage and of course a lot of love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that a person stands, and at that time then we suppress ourselves, we suppress our desire. Sometimes there's a desire to sleep. Sometimes there's a need to sleep. We leave all of that for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and we stand up and wa aqwa muqila. It is more effective in our speech that now the mind is fresh, the heart is fresh, the body is fresh, and now we may submit to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And hence in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about these Ibadur Rahman, that wa Ibadur Rahman, alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna, wa idha khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama, insofar as your character, your humility, your tolerance is concerned. But it doesn't stop there. There are many of us that sometimes the waswasa of shaitan comes, we feel that our character is impeccable, and then we even say, my heart is clean, I don't have to do anything else, that is sufficient. How do we know how clean our heart is? That heart and the cleanliness of that heart will show out that after all the fara'id, after all the obligations to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we sacrifice that sleep, we stand up for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what better time there would be than in this month of Ramadan, we are getting up for our sehri, some few minutes to perform 2 rakats or 4 rakats of salat for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, petition Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and try and create the habit in it in this month. Make dua also to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Ta'ala grants us continuity, that even out of the month of Ramadan we are able to practice upon it, and in this way we will gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.